setting it up for Schmidt. Whoa, wide open side, and it was missed by Oshie all alone.
Yeah, there were a lot of those last night. And it was very depressing as the Capitals are done for the season. But here to make it all better is Scott Allen with the Washington Post, who's been so helpful to help us through these playoffs with the Capitals. We're not done. We still got the Wizards. But you know what? It was a really tough night for the Capitals. Good morning to you, Scott. What went wrong?
Good morning, Brian and Mary. That's a lot of pressure to try to make things better. I'm not sure I can. What went wrong for the Capitals? So many things. I mean, you played one of those missed chances by Oshie. They started out so hot at home. The fans were rocking and into it. And they couldn't get a goal in those first 5 minutes. And after that, the offense kind of disappeared. The Penguins settled down. And you kind of had the feeling going into this that the team that scored first might win. And that's what happened. The Penguins scored, took the crowd out of it a bit. And once they made it 2-0, the resignation kind of set in.
It was like, oh no, here we go again. What is it about the Penguins? Are we psyched out by them, or what is it?
I mean, the players would tell you no. You know, we're talking about series with them dating back to the 80s and 90s, and obviously none of the members of this team were a part of those, but you can't explain being 1-9. These teams have met 10 times in the postseason. The Capitals have won once. And now four of those series have dragged on to Game 7 and inevitably resulted in Capitals losses. I mean, I think if you had asked fans, like, would you have rather seen this series when it was 3-1 go to Game 7 and then lose on your home ice, or just have the Penguins put everyone out of their misery in Game 5 or Game 6? They probably would have opted for the latter.
But here's, now, correct me if I'm wrong, this is the year, this is exactly 1 year to the date as they lost last year, right?
That's right. That was Game 6 at Pittsburgh. But the same deal.
But here's the thing. It's not that the Penguins played better, because the Capitals just missed a lot of shots. They had a lot of openings. They just played worse than the Penguins. I don't think the Penguins were any better. It's just the Capitals just were not on their game at all.
Yeah, and there was a lot of talk early in the series when the Capitals fell down 3-1, how they, if you just looked at the stats and not look at the scoreboard, but look at the stats, which is a silly thing to do maybe, but the shot disparity was incredibly tilted towards the Capitals.
Yeah.
And normally when that happens, you win more games than you lose.
Right.
Hockey is a kind of it's the flukiest of the four major sports by far in the postseason. These things happen. But you would think over 10 series that they would kind of even out. You wouldn't expect one team to win one and the other to win nine. But here we are with the Caps.
Well, Fleury, the goalie for the Penguins, was on fire last night. He was a wall. And Braden had a pretty good run here after, you know, having one really rotten game. But he wasn't as sharp, it seemed to me.
Yeah, Holtby made some incredible saves in the third period to keep things close when it was still 1-0 Pittsburgh, and I think you could say he did enough for them to be in it to win that Game 7,
right.
But Fleury, after he had given up 8 goals in his previous 4 periods, to make 29 saves and get a shutout, there's no question that he outplayed Holtby last night.
Now, what happened with the Wizards? If we're going to go for misery, let's just keep going.
I was reading up a little bit on it after the Caps game, because I was assigned to cover the Caps. But Avery Bradley, a shooting guard for the Celtics, went off for 29 points. And it's no surprise they lost then by 22, because Avery Bradley is not a guy that you expect to burn you. That would be like Jason Smith, the Wizards reserve center, coming off the bench and scoring 20 points. If that happens, the Wizards win. But the story of the series continues to be home court advantage. The home team has won all 5 games. The Celtics have now won 8 straight against the Wizards in Boston. And, you know, the good news for the Wizards is that they get to come back to Verizon Center on Friday to hopefully force the Game 7. Mm-hmm. But the bad news is Game 7, of course, back in Boston.
Yeah, that is a bad thing. But you talk about an individual performance. Basketball really is that sport where one guy can have a great night and it really changes the whole game.
Yeah, that's true. And I wouldn't expect Avery Bradley to have 29 points on Friday, for sure. you know, it's often about those surprise individual performances, but also the stars carrying the team. We've seen Isaiah Thomas score 53 points in game two. He's taken over a game. The story for the Wizards has been John Wall and Bradley Beal. Wall didn't have his best game last night. I would expect him to bounce back on Friday. And yeah, this series is far from done.
All right, good. We're going to cross our fingers for the Wizards now. And then, well, we can just say very quickly that the Nats won against the O's,
yay,
and that's good. That's a change in direction. Thank you so much, Scott Allen with the Washington Post. Greatly appreciate you being here.
Thanks a lot. Have a good one.